We are citizens in God's kingdom. Is it family? Is it coming together for the meal? And we're going to do that shortly. And joining together. Is it being bricks? Not those little things at Woolies, but bricks built into God's house, his temple. What is the one thing today? Think about it. Talk about it with the person next door for a moment, and then we'll have our next song. Loving Father, we thank you that you reveal yourself to us in your word. We thank you for these words of Paul that still speak clearly to our time today. And we thank you that we are forgiven, loved, and free, and that you will give us one thing in particular, to enrich and strengthen our lives this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Next song, I think.
Please stand.
Oh, we thank you that at the cross of Jesus, our sin has been paid for. That at that powerful cross, you, in the person of your Son Jesus, you stood in our place. You bore our sin. You paid the wrath, and that we are forgiven and free. We give you great thanks. Amen. Please take a seat. Right now, we are actually going to remember the power of the cross. We're going to remember the power of the cross by taking part in the Lord's Supper together. The Lord's Supper is an outward and a visible sign of God's grace, His grace that He showed us at the cross where Jesus died for us. The bread represents Jesus' body that was broken for us. The wine represents His blood that was shed for us. Now, this is something that Christians do in obedience to Jesus' commands. And we're actually going to do it gathered around tables. And I'm really glad about that because we've just talked about being in the household of God, members of God's family. And so one of the things we do think about when we take communion, we look upwards at God, and we also look around and remember that this is a family meal. Together as God's people, we are forgiven and we belong to one another. But before we take part in the Lord's Supper, it's only right that we examine ourselves and confess our sins together. I'm going to give you a moment to do that now quietly, and then a prayer is going to come up on the screen, which we will pray together. Let's pray. Most merciful God, we humbly admit that we need your help. We confess that we have wandered from your way. We have done wrong and we have failed to do what is right. You alone can save us. Have mercy on us. Wipe out our sins and teach us to forgive others. Bring forth in us the fruit of the Spirit, that we may live as disciples of Christ. This we ask in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, remember what Ephesians 2 said. Though you were once far away, now you have been brought near by the blood of Christ. The Lord Jesus, on the night before he died, he took bread. And having given thanks, he broke it. He gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again, having given thanks, gave it to his disciples and said, "This is my blood for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me." And that's what we're going to do together right now. There's going to be a table set up here at the front. There's a table set up the back, just the two tables, one on the side as well. One is going to appear there. And if you come up in groups, stand around in circles, there'll be people there to help you. They'll give you the bread. They'll give you the juice. If you hold on to it, and then in groups, we will take the bread and take the juice together. And then that group can sit down. The next group can come up. If I explain that all correctly. Yeah, there's gluten-free bread as well. This is for anyone who calls themselves a follower of Jesus. And if, for whatever reason, you don't feel comfortable taking part in the Lord's Supper this morning, you can use this time to sit and reflect quietly on God's love for you in Christ. So come, let us take part in the Lord's Supper together. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, broken for you, feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. And the blood of Jesus poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins, preserve your body and soul to everlasting life. Drink this and be thankful. Amen. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, broken for you, feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. Amen. And once you were far away, but now you've been brought near by the precious blood of Christ, so drink this and be thankful. Let's pray. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for these gifts of bread and wine. We thank you that as believers, we know that there is power in the cross, that we are standing here today forgiven by your body that was broken and your blood that was shed for us. And we pray, Father, that we would go out into our weeks serving and honoring you in all that we do in joyful sacrifice. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please stand, let's sing our final song together and worship and thank God.
Aren't you glad you came to church today?
Wonderful. For some of us, we've been reminded. For some of us, we've seen clearly for the first time things that we've heard many times. And there may be somebody here who has understood clearly for the first time the wonder of the death of Jesus and his forgiveness. If you've heard that for the first time, thank God and tell somebody and be encouraged. We're going to have our time together now to talk and encourage each other as we go out with our one thing in our minds for this week. And as we go out, have these words of Moses in your mind. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on my people and I will bless them." See you at fellowship and see you next week.